because you can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference meets Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Call in at 515-604-9715. Access code 7708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Angela Farrell. Angela, are you with us?
Yes, Frank, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, certainly. It's great to have you. So what has changed in your targeting since, I want to say March?
Since March. My targeting has changed in a way that I'm probably getting maybe one more day off than
normally. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that's good. But, you know, those other 4, 5, or 6 days can be brutal, I must say. But at least I have at least one day off, it seems. It seems like that's been the pattern that I'm marking on the calendar.
Is there anything that you can actually correlate that makes this time of the year any worse than, we'll say, the winter time or cooler times?
You know, everybody talks about the heat and how hot it is, and I don't think that's really been my problem. I'll jump in a pool and feel just fabulous. So, and I'm never targeted when I'm in the water. It's not funny. But I do feel that it can be detected a little more so when I'm in the water than not. I know how that
okay.
that is. It actually feels, it was worse this winter, I must say. It was worse.
Yeah, you were in terrible shape as I recall, this past winter.
Yeah, it was bad. It's amazing to me how, you know, our bodies are just like machines. I mean, they go and go and go, and I think, my gosh, the torment and torture that a head can go through, and then go into an MRI machine and say, well, you know, you might have a little atrophy, or you might have small gray matter disease. And then just a month ago, I was at UPMC over there getting the same scan after a year, and I had a year on top of that diagnosis. But, you know, the scan came up fine. Everything was fine. I was asking questions as to the magnitude of the slices in the MRI, and is this a new machine? And they just insisted that I go there, you know, to that particular place and get it done. And I just thought, you know, it was a new headache doctor that I met. I've been, you know, I know that everybody says stay away from them, but sometimes the pain is so bad for me that I really have to go. I'd rather know. Like the song says, well, no, Mike and Mechanics is the introduction, right? But you can't handle the truth. I think that if I would have been told about this, or even given a hint 2 years prior to my targeting, I think I'd be a lot more ahead of the game. So I think I should get a little leeway, because I can handle the truth, and I'm trying my best to do something about the truth. It's just, you know, instead of suffering and crying at the top of my lungs for 5 years, maybe knowing the truth after two would have gotten me on a plane a lot faster.
Yes. Unfortunately, many targets do not know what is going on, especially the ones, obviously, that are not getting V2K. Some of them are getting it, but as yet cannot hear it. So it makes sense to hit the books and learn as much as you can, as fast as you can. Tune in on shows like this one, and others, conference calls, whatever you can do. Grab all the documents you can get your hands on and start reading, and books. And you're a trooper, Angie. You've done really well.
No, thank you. I think my first book was by Robert Duncan. I mean, if that won't blow your mind, what will?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially when you're sitting there and you have tinnitus going like, you know, crazy. You're living in the ghetto after being a farmer rep for 20 years, and shit, they're shooting you in the head. My gosh. But you got to stay alive, like the song says, right?
That's right.
I can hear the Bee Gees, and it makes me so happy. I don't know, Frank.
I think your case and my case sound a lot like Dr. Horton's case. Mm-hmm. The only difference with mine is it's not machine gunning. It's more shots one at a time. And they go off bombs next to my head, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
How about yourself?
Yeah. Mine seem to increase when I walk into a building and just sit for a while, mainly in the bedroom, mainly in my bedroom. And I've been, since I've been targeted, I've been to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is my fifth living space, and I'm so darn tired of moving, and that's the thing. I mean, I have the energy to do it, probably just throw a TV in a room and call it my address, but I'm telling you, it's just It is easier to stay. It just is. Who knows, though? I might move. Get it. As soon as I lay down, I hear a high-pitched tinnitus, and it's in my head. Like just something hard in my head. I'll go down and get a bag of ice, and I put that on. It feels much better. But it's hard to sleep with a bunch of ice on your head. And my probably largest, my biggest, you know, when they talk about all the physical effects this has on your body, which is non-infinity, non-stop, my biggest one is sleep deprivation. I can go 2 days. This month, I went 2 days without sleeping in 2 weeks. Like, no sleep one day, and then, like, up 24 hours. Which, to me, I'm very sensitive. You know, I'm one of those sensitive. And so for no sleep for me is I do it. And I went to the game with no sleep and stuff. I mean, but I'm really, it's hard. The sleep deprivation is definitely where they can really get you. You have to be careful.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was after 4 days with no sleep that they got me really bad, and I was hospitalized and my car was towed. And but that was probably the worst time in terms of sleep deprivation that I've had. They tried to keep me up so that I cannot get any sleep to do these radio shows and to do the conference calls. But I managed to get myself tired enough. Plus, they have to sleep sometime so that I can get enough sleep to do these calls and the radio show naturally.
Right. And listening to Catherine Horton is so, my gosh, she's such an inspiration. I just love her. I could die tomorrow and just think, oh, I knew Catherine Horton. Really, I mean, people like you and her just are really what's kept me going. So I thank you both, and you both are absolutely incredible human beings, saints.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't care if you believe in God or not. You both are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Catherine is... She seems to have improved since she came back to Switzerland. Before that, I think all of her YouTubes were really, she was down. And I used to message her through Hangouts and just tell her to hang in there, you know. And...
Yeah.
When she came back, she was a powder keg, and her videos now are really incredible, very informative. She is very much full of life, and she is happy to be doing them.
I think she should get that job at M16. I think she'd be perfect.
Yeah.
She wrote that letter about that. Mm-hmm. The head, I guess he would be maybe like a general or something.
Oh, yeah. Head of MI6?
Head of MI6,
She should be head of MI6. She'd fire them all.
She should be head of, she would be, and she'd revamp that whole thing, and we'd be good to go.
Yep, fire them all and start over.
Yep. Or hire her for president of the United States.
Yeah.
Good at that, too.
Yeah, are you planning to go to the Washington gathering?
I would really like to. I would.
Yeah.
I'm always hopeful. Like, every day, I'm hopeful that I am going to get this out of me. There's not a day when I don't have that hope. So I'm hoping that I'm going to get this thing out of me by then. But also, you know, I would still fight for the cause, like, all the way. So I don't see, I am chipped, and I have a couple metal chips in my left breast that I think are my, I don't need them. So I'm being told. So anyway, the March in Washington is in September.
October.
Hmm. Okay.
You can go to TJ's site and get all the information probably on it. As a matter of
what
fact,
date in October?
Yeah.
You know the date?
I don't have them off the top of my head. If you go to their site, I will have them though, because I'm going to advertise probably, I don't know, 2 out of the 3 days anyway for them.
Hmm.
But if you go to their site...
I wonder why they picked October.
I think I kind of know, because things are settling down. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You can wear a suit or a jacket and not feel too hot. It's a great time of year to go there, actually.
Yeah, it probably would be. Okay, October. I thought I saw something like the 22nd or something, but you said TJ's site.
Yeah, Targeted Justice's site. And you'll see right up at the top, a little bit to the left. And that'll bring you right to the page.
Okay. I'd love to go. Are you going?
I think so. I'm almost, they are so committed to it, I almost don't want to miss it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to go out to Portland in, I think it was August. They were supposed to have one. I thought, well, that's a good excuse to get out of town. And Portland's pretty, so I don't know. But I haven't spoken with Ella, and I haven't seen anything advertised. Do you know anything in August in Portland?
Let me find out, and I will give you a buzz.
Okay.
Let you know. Shoot you an email or something.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead. I interrupted. I didn't follow the rules.
That's okay, and you can't interrupt me. You're the head guy here, so please feel free to interrupt me. But I had a call today from a woman who was asking for answers to a survey, and she was referring to a survey regarding Falcon Shell. And I just thought, that's really interesting, you know, and too coincidental that the last couple calls that we were talking about Canadian Shell Project and how the Native Americans had been tortured and used by the NASA for unconsensual experimentation. And I was asked, you know, my opinion, am I a conservative? How do I feel about them building 97 miles from in western Pennsylvania into West Virginia down into eastern Ohio? And, you know, a thought came to my mind, this is a little off track, but Fifth and Third Bank, you know, that was always the bank that I banked at here in Pittsburgh and stuff. And then I had the credit card, and they just sent me a notice that I went from $5,000 on my credit card to $500 on my credit card, which I guess that happens to quite a few targets. I don't know. But this happened. They dropped me from $5,000 to $500. Yeah, they dropped my credit rating. My FICO score went down 100 points because of T-Mobile. I changed from T-Mobile in North Carolina. Darn. Marshall?
God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so I asked them to bring that back. But anyway, I think it depends on if I'm a conservative or a liberal.
Commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have a very special guest, Angela Farrell. And hello, Miss Angela, once again.
Hello, Mr. Frank. I have a question. The other night, when we were talking about with Kevin Annett, when we were talking with Kevin Annett, and he was mentioning the pipeline in Canada going, I think it's the east side of Canada over by Vancouver, going along and taking all the Native Americans out of their home and doing all kinds of nasty non-consensual experimentations on them and their children, all the children. I wonder how long ago was that? Was that recently?
Well, Kevin uncovered it 25 years ago because he's been fighting this fight of his for 25 years. And he has managed to get this kicked all the way up to the top, including Prime Minister Trudeau. So this has come a long, long way. They found mass graves, as you know. They've found people who would not even go near a church anymore for fear of being captive or held captive. So a situation of fear has gone on in Canada for quite some time. And Kevin Annett is what I would call a hero to those who have lost their lives to an unknown assailant.
Gee whiz. That's just absolutely mind-boggling. I think about the meeting that they're going to have in Vancouver on September 16th. And I think, wow, you know, if people could have just left these people alone, I mean, wouldn't that have been, why did they do this to these people?
Because they could. That's good. The sad part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just
That's
succumbed
you get from trying
to
control everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
when Vancouver would have won over, and these Native Americans would have done fine, I just can't. I think, wow.
It's mind-boggling.
They thought of something that could happen probably years prior and decided on a plan, and this was their plan. It's unfortunate that it has to be, I guess what you're saying and what Catherine was saying is that people of a religious sect.
Exactly. It's not just going on in Canada. I mean, a lot of this was, you know, probably sex trafficking, as they were, you know, a lot of them were girls. But in this country, it goes on to young girls as young as 9 years old. And they're going to be bought and sold here in the U.S. for sex. And the average age is 13 years old. And that really makes me sick. Hmm. But yeah, this is something that happened in the past, and they are uncovering the cover-up. As he put
so
it.
So if you are, So if you are a female in a middle class, upper middle class or lower class level, you are primed piece of meat.
That's right. That's the term I'm sure they use. But one girl can be assaulted 6,000 times in a 5-year period while she is enslaved, I guess would be the right word. I'm just not used to seeing stuff like this. And okay, we've got to go to commercial. Like that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Public Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd just like to take this time to thank John Stadtmiller for giving us the latitude to tell the truth. Okay, once again, we have a very special guest, and once in a while, a co-host, Angela Farrell. Go ahead, Ash.
Thanks again, Frank. Yes, I like to thank John as well for allowing me to go on and talk. We were talking about the religious sect and how they're involved with targeting these 9-year-old, 13-year-old girls in our country. Because as crazy and weird as it sounds, and I learned this for a fact, can't believe I'm telling it, but I learned it in my head, it's a fact, that these weapons that we can't see can be targeted anywhere on our body. And it can begin at age 9, and it can begin at age 13, and it can happen pretty much anywhere. You know, they talk about the electronic rape and all of that, and it does happen. I thank the Lord for fathers. Oh my gosh, we have fathers that had daughters and knew, you know, how much they love their daughters. I don't think I would be alive right now if the Knights of Columbus and wonderful, you know, men out there that don't think of women as a sheep, you know, or some object that they can just, you know, bounce around on that's full of air. And think about the fact that we can talk and walk and have feelings and all that kind of thing. I mean, thank you for the men out there that know this, because we need, you know, women that are being experimented on. We need your help.
Yeah, that's why I become concerned for you. I become concerned for every woman that I know and all of those that I don't know that are in harm's way, possibly. And that's why when a lot of you young girls go out there, make sure you have that pepper spray. If you don't have it, get some. Because this is just phenomenal. Tomorrow night, I will be bringing the full story of what's going on in the U.S. to your ears right here. And the full scope of this is so incredible. It could be your next door neighbor, your friend, you don't know. Everybody is doing this. From, you know, banker, lawyer, doctor, all the way up, straight up into government. So, it's terrible.
And it's basically early murder, right? I mean, can't it be?
Because, you know, what shape is a young girl starts out at 13, she spends 5 years in this, what kind of shape is she going to be in to get a job, to get an education? Never mind a job, she's got to get an education.
Right. Well, I'm told I need a job every day. It's tough. I can't even go online and get a resume. To had all my resumes in Word and PDF on the Apple phone that I am currently using. I might switch to Samsung. They were all in Word and stuff, and all of a sudden they weren't. They were in Pages again, you know. So battling, applying online don't work for me, even in the library. I mean, come on. So I've, you know, go door to door. You know, people are patient, but should you be forced into compliance, you know, with what they want you to do? I mean, does that feel free? Does that feel good? How would that feel to you if, you know, the only job offered was something that, you know, it just feels forced? And
yeah,
women, in that way, it's tough.
Yeah, and women have always had it a lot tougher than men, to the point where women have gone in and started doing welding. They've started doing a lot of different jobs that guys did. That's because they couldn't get jobs in their own sector, and some of them wanted to try it, so they did, and they're happy. And I'm glad of that. But the workforce, it should be even. Equal pay for the same job. There shouldn't be any BS. I mean, you should be able to get online tomorrow and get a job.
Should be. But I pressed it down where I would apply and get skip, 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 skip. Sometimes out of 200 that I applied for, maybe 3 actually took. And I was actually submitted. So I don't know. Maybe it could be me and my wonderful computer skills. But, I mean, really, thou shalt not judge lest thou be judged. And whoever is judging, who gives them the right? That's what I don't think is right with regarding this targeting and people who judge you for it. I mean, they don't know the way you grew up, if you grew up poor, if you grew up rich. If you grew up rich, you may have, some kind of a witch for your mother, or you might have to watch your father on dialysis every other day. I mean, it's just, you don't know anybody. So unless you live with them or really leave the judging up to God, I think. You can see people right just point their phone at you and zap you in the head. Oh, I don't know. That should be illegal. That should be illegal. We need to do something about that.
Yeah. All I know is that when women want something, they usually get it, because if you look at the March on Washington at the Trump inauguration, I think there were like 3 million women there or something, or at least 1 million. And
that's right.
I don't know. Like, there's no reason why everyone shouldn't have a job, but AI is replacing everyone. In forms of AI, simple forms, started in the 60s. You know, and then we had machines that automatically tell the teller how much change to give back. And everything is scanned now. It's not read and punched into a machine. If you go to the UAW, all of the automobiles are put together by machines. They're welded by machines. So many jobs have been taken away by AI or computers, and many office jobs have been added. So they got us all sitting on our backsides while all these machines do all the work. So somebody coming out of high school would have limited choices. Either the office routine or the service routine. Now, another thing that's happened in the United States, no one wants to do the service jobs anymore.
I went into all of these and I said, I need a job. I went in twice. I said, you guys need a job. I've been into all of these. I felt like a panic. I need to work. I need to work now. And, well, you know, we need somebody, and the sign's even outside. We need somebody, but you have to fill it out online on your phone, and then you can come in and talk to us about it. And when you go online, it's not hard, but it's not easy, because maybe that particular Aldi's isn't in, you have to look up the city and the state and have the number. And you might have two Aldi's in the same zip code. It's just, you know, it'll take you, you download your resume, and I download mine into Write a Word or PDF, but it automatically converts back into pages sometimes, and like, oh, give me a break. But yeah, and other days, it was easy. You walked into a grocery store or, you know, any place, and they could hire you on the spot. And I'd like to take a job. I do the Silver Sneakers still, but I'd like to do the job where I can utilize my degree, because I used my degree a little bit out of college, maybe for about 4 years, really used it, and then went into sales. So my degree is in counseling, believe it or not, and then they have me labeled as delusional. And when I was a delusional person allowed to go into counseling...
Yeah. I'm sure that you would be excellent in counseling. The number
you.
Of times that I've spoken with you, I know for a fact that is your calling.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But you don't want to do that. No.
I'd like
no,
to
actually,
someday.
You,
when I get
you're
this
looking
thing out
for
of
anything right now.
For anything right now, right. That's true. And I have 3 irons in the fire, and I want to see which one I like the best. So I'm kind of trying to take my time at seeing which one I like the best. Plus, you have to go through everything, my fingerprints, and some things will go through, some things won't, you know.
Yeah, it's the type of thing where the job you're supposed to get will fall right into your lap.
Job I'm supposed to get. I don't know. Maybe.
Which one do you want?
Like, I've been so, you know, for 2 years followed around in nonstop, you know, commotion, entertainment, blah, blah, blah. And it was great, but after a while, I mean, I've been doing this targeting stuff 10 years now. And I'm ready to go to an island with nobody on it. You know what I mean?
Give me the coordinates, please.
Really, and maybe like 4 or 5 really intelligent, fun people. That's hard to find sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
I have the casino, and which would be probably fun.
Yeah,
I'm sure it would be. But I don't think it's my God-given calling. I always ask myself, what would Jesus do? So I guess Jesus would work in a casino. He'd probably get mad and overthrow everything. Say, where's my fair share?
Yeah, really.
A little bit, not to be a communist, but, you know, let's pass this out to the poor.
Yeah, really. the casino might. Well, in your spare time, you could always spend your paycheck there. Only kidding.
And maybe you're not. You know, you're not allowed to play there if you work there.
Okay, we have a caller, Ken from New York, and I'm going to direct him right to you. Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Hi, Angel. Let's put it this way. I'm retired. I work part time, and I've been in electronics all my life. And there was a turn that I made at Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I turned the wrong way. instead of consumer electronics, I should have got into automotive electronics. There is a whole subculture today that I don't think many people know about reprogramming and adjusting car computers.
Oh, remapping?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
what
I think there's
called?
Money in that.
I don't see any mechanics starving today.
Well, most of the mechanics today aren't mechanics, they're parts changers. Like, they won't rebuild a wheel cylinder. They won't rebuild anything. They just put on a new one, you know?
Yeah, I understand that, but there is the troubleshooting aspect, and troubleshooting can be very complicated, and that also involves computers. But I have another question to ask that's more to the point of your show. I don't remember if I've ever asked you. Usually I talk about, insulating paint and things of that nature.
Right.
Against RF. But has anyone in your group or anyone that you know of ever, I'm sure you have some scientists or doctors, is there any kind of commonality between the people that seem to be, that may be susceptible to these attacks as opposed to others?
It seems to be either random or seemingly random, or a family member or spouse has worked for DOD or has worked for, one of their contractors.
Okay.
So there are some commonalities there, yes.
I mean, what I was leading to, could it be something like DNA, blood chemistry, any other physiological attribute? Ah, okay.
Yeah, there is, as a matter of fact, there's one company, I don't know whether it's Chem Labs, that is all over the country, and they take blood samples. And I'm sure somewhere along the line, they've been asked for DNA samples by our shadow government.
I've never been really interested in doing one of those DNA tests or, like the ancestry, because I've always had a suspicion that, like a computerized job interview, they're all data harvesting information. Before I decided to retire a little early at 62, I just got tired of, I noticed that when you fill out these applications, you're giving them your social security number, you're giving them things, you have no control over it. Even if somebody offers, for example, a survey, if you look at where the survey is really going, it's always a third party, and these people are just the data harvesting operation, just like job interviews, applications for jobs on computers.
I agree. What do you think, Ange?
I absolutely agree. I hate to say it, but I've done it so much, and I just feel like everybody knows anyway, probably because I have been invaded a lot, not to be negative and stuff, but I've had 10 cell phones stolen. I've had all my scratchbooks stolen out of my apartment, for crying out loud. So I feel like everybody knows my information. That's a bad way to think. I feel like everybody knows my information anyway, so what the heck? Is that a bad way?
But in the end, you don't get hired. You just end up just being on that, like a treadmill of filling out these applications.
Exactly. I think I'm getting kind of weary of that. So my problem is, and I apologize if it sounds like an excuse, but the real problem is that I do get sleep deprived, and my neurologist told me that I have three things going on, and he's seen people with two, he's seen people with one. He told me on our very first visit, he's never seen anybody with all three. Now, what he means by that, I'm not sure. Does he mean the brain initiative, along with the chips in the breast, along with the chips in the lower leg and in the abdomen, and, you know, I think that, and then the eye, you know, I got the seeing eye. I think I may have just a little bit more than norm in the tinnitus and stuff, along with the organized stalking. So the job thing has been quite challenging for me. I got fired for interfering with a fire drill after being a pharma rep for 20 years, and that's all I knew. I was still being a pharma rep like 2 years after I got fired. I was still thinking, oh, maybe I should go see Dr. So-and-so. And it feels like I never really stopped. But the mental, like, the ringing and the zinging in my head and stuff like that, it's just deteriorated my vocabulary and my talking, the way I communicate so much that I don't, plus the targeting, I just don't think I really want to get back into that field.
Well, there are many.
California and sold something like Botox. I do believe an Allergan, even though I'm a very, very natural person. I really try to be natural. But I do really love that.
Well, you think that there are some things about yourself that were you could say they were documentable or...
Documentable? Probably.
I mean, you said that...
Part, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, as well as...
It's just my troubleshooting nature. That's the way things have always worked, and I always look for details that I think other people might miss. I'm always looking for something. I'm trying to figure. I mean, there must be some. Yeah, there must be certain things that are common. These things are being transported by microwave energy for the most part, wouldn't you say, Frank? Isn't that the case?
Most certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's, you know, cells. A lot of people don't believe this, but cells dance. Or they resonate with certain wavelengths. You know, everybody says frequencies. Well, it's bands of frequencies. It may not be a single frequency, but
right.
It could
be... I agree with you 100%. That is fact.
Yeah.
Look up cell cascading.
Say what again?
Look up cell cascading.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. I hear the music. Good night, both of you.
Hey, good night, Ken.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Angela, it's time to say good night.
Okay. I think it's Tennessee when he was saying liberal, I think, has more to do with it, too. I think if I was a gung-ho conservative, and I am for the death penalty, like Catherine Horton said.
Yep. Okay.
We
got to run. We got to say good night and...
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, everyone.
God bless. Good night, photographers.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military. military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.